This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Victims of the mass shooting at Columbine High School were remembered in Denver yesterday. A candle sat in each of 13 chairs in a church sanctuary to represent those killed 25 years ago today. Survivor Nathan Hochhalter spoke to the crowd.
Whatever your situation is, either as a survivor 25 years later or someone struggling with any part of their life, these things come in waves. And they can hit you when you least expect it. You should all know that we're all here for you and that you're not alone.
Former U.S. Congresswoman Gabby Giffords also spoke at the vigil. She survived a mass shooting in 2011 while meeting with constituents in her home state of Arizona. In Denver, the annual 420 Festival for cannabis enthusiasts is today. But as Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports, the event highlights the restrictions on marijuana that still exist a decade after it was legalized recreationally.
I'm standing on the edge of Civic Center Park. A lot of people are going to be here to listen to music and to smoke weed together, but they're not actually supposed to smoke weed here. The park is a public place, and in Colorado, you're not allowed to smoke marijuana in public. Between 2015 and 2019, DPD wrote 142 tickets for people smoking pot here, and that was while there were hundreds of other people lighting up in the middle of the lawn. 2022 was the first year that you had to show an ID to get into this festival, and DPD actually didn't write any tickets that year. But they told us they could still write tickets this year. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
In Colorado Springs, the Pioneers Museum could reopen in July after renovation, though it's not official yet. The Gazette reports the museum's temporary space will close in May. This is CPR and KRCC.